perhaps one of the less important questions to be addressed to the site, but one which concerns my very soul. What is the shear of leather that postles a shoe, sneaker, from use on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? To be more specific, I wear orthotics, plastic ones, which makes finding tolerable tennis shoes, not comfortable, difficult. I found one which the manufacturer's helpline advises contains about 10% leather. They were not specific as to where, which I can find out. But my guess would be it's the ornamental part of the upper on the upper portion of the shoe. May one wear them lechatchila b'dieved, not at all. Does the shear or placement make the difference? I am espoused that the question will be irrelevant as Mashiach will come and turn Tisha B'Av into a chag. Snowman from Yerushalayim. First of all, your question may be one of the less important ones, but it definitely was a shoo-in. And most poskim say that any leather on the shoe, top, bottom, prohibits the shoe from being worn. There's even an opinion that if the shoe is totally not leather, but it has a leather strap to tie it onto the leg or to the foot, is also prohibited. I did see that Rabbi Felder quotes from Moshe Feinstein, which Rabbi Eider does not, that if the leather is only there for decorative purposes, then it would be okay. Since nobody mentions this, and it seems that any amount of leather is prohibits the shoe, on Yom Kippur for sure, one should be machmir and not wear any shoe with any leather in it. Children perhaps could wear sneakers with just decorative leather that has that does not serve any function in strengthening or giving body to the shoe. And on Tisha B'Av, maybe there's a place to be mako if it would cause you great discomfort to wear the regular sneakers or whatever, and the ones that are good for your feet have only decorative leather and no leather that adds body to the shoe.